When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Fred Show is on.
Everybody, let's go!
Of course, I had a big yawn right before we started, like right just then. Big yawn. Big stretchy girl. The Fred Show is on. Good morning. It's Friday, April 19th. Hi, Caitlin.
Good morning.
Hi, Jason Brown.
Hi.
Hello, Rufy.
Hello.
Hi, Kiki.
Good morning.
You look a little tired from your Taylor Swift listening party you had all
night. Man, I have been up all night.
Yeah.
It is just so hard, this new Swiftie life that I've stepped into.
Now, Kiki, what's your favorite of all the songs that have come out? A lot of them.
Well, there's a song where she actually drags Kim K, and that is the one. And then Alchemy.
Okay,
those were real answers, actually.
you got deep into that.
Wow. You were going to catch her?
Wow. I thought for sure you had no idea. But
oh, yeah, no. The thug life chose me. I didn't choose it. Swiftie life is different.
Whatever. You've been talking to Ben Amin, who's been up all night listening to it.
Right.
Every single song over and over again. Guys, yes, Taylor Swift, new album, got songs all morning, as if you haven't been up all night listening to it.
There's a song you did with her, Fred, that I really love.
Yeah, which one's that called?
I don't know. It's on our Instagram. Some song you guys put out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she and I have done a few things in the lab. I wasn't sure which one she was going to use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cover art is crazy.
No, you did not.
Wait a minute. Wait, what is
that? I mean,
there's cover. I didn't.
Cover art is.
I didn't even know.
Torture the Freddy department.
Right. Holy cow.
That's so wild. I didn't realize that she was going to use cover art.
Yeah, man.
With me on it.
I'm surprised the name of the song is not called Fred Knight.
I mean, hey.
I tried. She didn't go for it. But, you know, Taylor gets her way every time. It's like.
It's
the tatted hands for me.
You've never looked carefully at my hands.
It's like, man, why your head so big, bro?
Different proportions between Taylor and
I mean, whatever. Taylor always has to pick the picture that makes her look the best, you know?
That's right. As she should.
She was
one of
way
those.
Behind you. That's what happened.
Yeah, your body and head are awfully.
Yeah, she wants to be Big Spoon, too, all the time. It's like, damn it, Taylor.
Whoa.
Always have to have your way.
Hey, big head.
Wow.
Follow our Instagram.
Wow, that's wild. Fred Show Radio. I had no idea that picture was going to be released.
Yeah, they leaked the song last night.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Huh. Blogs this hour, trending stories, headlines to start your Friday, and the entertainment report. What are you working on, Kay?
We are talking new Taylor Swift, new Beyonce, a lost Super Bowl ring, and I'll give you guys some things to watch.
All right, here's Taylor. Hi, Vermonty. Good morning. Here's Taylor. I'm a DJ now. Taylor and Post Malone. It's called Fortnite, off the new album, Fred Show. Taylor, Post Malone, Fortnite. I kind of like this moody, broody, moody, broody, tootie, fresh and fruity. I kind of like it.
Yeah, I love that song.
That could have been you. You could that auto tune was working.
I, honestly, I'm like, where's Post? Where is he on that? It's like, oh, he helped write it. Okay, cool. But like, where is he? And he's on there.
He is.
It could have been me.
Mm-hmm.
Should have been. I was the third writer on that song. They didn't, no one told me I could have had a feature. This is just
the Fred Show. This is what's trending.
I was the one that said, guys, call it Fortnite. I was in the corner going, guys, Fortnite. Whatever, it's fine. Taylor Swift. Dropped not one, but two albums last night, guys. This is why, guys, I've been saying it. She hates you. Oh. She hates us. She hates all the Swifties.
She released two albums last night?
Well, but Kiki pointed this out.
What'd I do?
Thursday into Friday at midnight, let me ruin all of your Fridays. Like, most people have to work. Most people aren't billionaires. But no, let's do it at midnight on a Thursday so that everybody can stay up all night.
That's how album drops work, bro.
Well, but still. You could do it on a Friday. You could do it on a Saturday at midnight when everyone else didn't have to wake up the next day. Look at this. Play the whole album, you cowards. Someone texted.
Yeah, let's just do it.
Kaylin, why are you texting in that early?
Honestly, you could just say it to my face.
You won't do it.
Right.
I will do it.
We're not going to do anything better than that, so we might as well just
wow,
do
okay.
It.
I mean, that's not
Jesus
a lie.
Said,
but
I hate your show.
That's not a lie at all, actually. Well, I would do it. Do we have the whole album broken out, though, as just the album? Like, how many of the songs do we have?
I don't know how many songs are on that album.
16 was at 16. The original, and I think we played it all at 11 o'clock last night, but I don't know if that means that we have it all.
Rufy, I need you to find if we have all of them.
Yeah.
Like, in one area where I can drag them over.
Okay. Oh, my God. I'm glad I came to work.
I might do it. I don't care. I don't care.
I don't give a hell.
I don't give a hell. Play the whole album, you cowards.
That's my favorite text.
From a Detroit area code. This is wild, Kaylin. Just say it to my face next time.
Thank
you,
sir.
You don't have to text the radio station.
Okay.
But she hates all of us. And I'm a Swiftie. But, I mean, this is very mean. Many of you are very tired and groggy today. There's not going to be much productivity in the world today because of Taylor Swift. Mm-mm. But not one, but two albums. The first one was at midnight. The second one was a surprise at 2 a.m., right?
Yeah, that was all the twos we kept seeing.
Okay. Oh, wow.
What was the second album? What was the other one?
It's just a double album.
It was, yeah, it turned out, yeah.
Yeah, so she, at 11 Central, midnight, dropped the one, and then at 2 a.m.
After you listen to that whole first
she's
album.
She's a sicko. She's like, sick.
I know you're still awake. I got you again.
I'm telling you.
Right.
This is what I mean.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you listen to every song?
No, I haven't gotten through every song. I stayed up. I was a half hour out from the first album dropping. Woke up with a plate of food in my hand. I'm like, damn it, I missed it. And then I looked at my phone. I'm like, damn it, she did it again. And I fell back asleep to it. But I have not gotten through it.
Mm.
I know. So
well, that's why she wants you to play the whole album, coward.
Right. Right. This girl also fell asleep.
Well, coward. You can find that coward over there needs to find all the songs for me.
I'm looking.
What am I going to have to do? Like, go on YouTube and stream them, like play them right off of it? I don't know. I don't care.
My phone
she's going to make you buy them and then play them.
Yeah.
We can get just one more sale.
She just texted me. She's like, if you want all the album, you have to buy another sweatshirt, you idiot. I actually like that sweatshirt, but anyway. Yeah. And you got a little sweater on today, too. Taylor Swift sweater.
Yeah.
Kaylin's ready to go.
I'm raring to go.
It's a big deal.
Is that what you guys say in the South?
I'm, you guys?
Well, you live there for a while.
I certainly did.
You're a cowboy.
Y'all. No, I love this, though. I love the excitement around that she, I mean, it's also smart. It really is. The whole thing. She's so damn smart.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She has her career planned out 3 years ahead, always. So.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I wonder when she's going to marry Travis. She knows exactly when that's going to happen.
Probably.
And she's probably going to tell him. So, hey, just a heads up, about 18 months from now, we're getting married, just so you know.
Yeah.
And then I'll let you know if we're getting divorced. She hasn't gotten that far along.
Yeah, but she talked about doing the Eras tour with a broken heart, which I thought was like interesting because you can't obviously tell when she's on stage.
Oh,
That would be
broken
really hard.
Broken heart from
Joe.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she got a song on here called "So Long, London." Ooh.
Oh yeah,
and it's track five, which is the saddest song.
Interesting.
It's always the saddest.
So did he break up with her then?
I honestly, I can't tell. I think they were just fighting a lot and it just had run its course from what I mean, what do you think, Jason?
Yeah, I think she alludes to him having like some like addiction problems, mental health problems, and it sort of like drove a wedge between them. And then she kind of just got sick of, you know, having to deal with all that.
She's got a song on here about you too, Fred.
What's it called?
The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived.
Damn. Out of pocket.
Wow.
Damn.
Because that's not what you told me.
Just a couple days ago, you were right. You were the one.
I'm kidding.
You were the one promoting how I'm swinging.
I know.
He always is promoting you.
The only one on this show who is persistent about what you believe I have going on is you.
Oh my God. I love you, Fred. I love you.
The smallest man that ever lived.
There's also a lot about Matty Healy. Which is very interesting.
That was shocking. Yeah. I wasn't expecting that.
That song kind of, the one we just played kind of gave 1975 too a little bit. Like, this broody, moody, fresh and fruity, tooty.
Yeah. I think that song's about him because I loved you for only a fortnight, a couple weeks.
Yeah. Well, and here's the other thing too is, if you were listening to The Tangent, you know that I went out on a couple dates with that woman who was just so petrified that I was going to talk about her on the radio, which I never did because there was nothing to talk about. Except Taylor Swift can write entire albums about people and it's an honor in some ways. And people buy millions of copies of it, billions of copies of it. So
it's your art, Fred.
It is my art. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like if Taylor can do it, then I can do it.
Yeah.
And she goes in on people, too. I mean, she like, you know, look at this. I mean, allegedly, this dude had a bunch of problems that we didn't know about. We know the inside of the relationship and all kinds of stuff. And people do give her a hard time for it, but not her fans.
She also takes accountability. She's like, I realized once I healed that a lot of it was my fault. So, you know.
That's good. I can't be responsible for the demise of a relationship that lasted two dates. So this is about a person who was upset that I would talk about them on the radio when I never did.
So, a fortnight. It was a short one.
It was, sadly. It was very unfortunate. Taylor Swift, new album, and we're going to play, we've made the executive decision we're going to play as many of the songs as Rufio can find.
The only one we don't have is The Bolter?
Oh, that one. Well, that one's new.
Okay, so
that
I'll see if I can get it.
Well, make sure we got the one about me, the smallest man in the room.
Oh, that's there. I got
it. Good. Appreciate that.
Smallest man who ever lived.
Oh, not even in the room. No, it's just of all time.
Alchemy's on there.
That's a banger.
Okay.
That is my favorite, I think.
I love this so much.
All right, put that one. I want to hear that one next.
Which one?
Alchemy.
Okay,
I got it. I want to hear that.
Like, he randomly picked those.
Well, TikTok told me to go listen to the Kim Kardashian diss track. She dissed her. Like, J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar, this is no... Taylor
Did
has...
Did you see the title?
Yes. She capitalized. Yes. She is wants all the smoke with Kim Kardashian. And then the Alchemy track. I think that is a great song.
No.
Okay.
Those are the only two I listen to, but still.
No, we're going to get nothing done here all day because we're going to play Taylor Swift songs and then everyone's going to sit here and listen to all the words. So there'll be no discussing anything. No.
Yeah, we can review them.
All day. All right, let me get through the rest of these trending stories and we'll get to the matters at hand,
right.
Which is playing Taylor Swift songs all morning. The FAA has investigated another near miss. This one was really scary. The FAA is looking into it at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport outside of D.C. It happened yesterday when a Southwest Airlines plane was cleared to cross a runway and a JetBlue flight was forced to abort takeoff on that runway. The air traffic controller yelled at both pilots to stop. It sounded like it was ATC's fault. The planes are reportedly only 300 feet away from each other, which these stories are happening all the time. I don't know if it's the availability of the audio online, you know, because most all of the air traffic control frequencies are like streaming in some form or being recorded. So I don't know if this has been happening. I mean, I'm a pilot. I can't honestly say I've heard very many of these sorts of things happen. Like, it's not like I hear it every time I go flying or something, but I mean, I feel like we're doing one of these stories a week. And so I don't know if it's really, truly happening more often or if we're just uncovering that it's happening more often. But anyway, that's really scary. The safest airline in the U.S. happens to be Kiki's favorite.
Yes!
The safest airline is the cheapest, but not the best overall. Spirit Airlines has been ranked by Wallet Hub the safest airline and the most affordable.
Yep.
This is based on a bunch of different categories. 13 metrics, cost, delays, cancellations, injuries, entertainment options, and legroom. I think the thing about Spirit is, you know, you just expect to get injured.
What?
You just, I mean, it is what it is. They just throw you in there and go, you know, just, no one expects anything more. So.
Mm-mm. The title says we're the safest. So.
So now we're back to.
Safest how?
Put some respect on Spirit Airlines. Okay. Thank you.
Well, they fly Airbuses, so there's no, you know, the bolts and doors aren't falling off, so there's that.
Right.
But Alaska is number one on the list. SkyWest, a regional airline that serves a bunch of different airlines. Spirit, Delta, United, JetBlue, Hawaiian, American, Frontier, and Southwest. The top 10 airlines according to Wallet Hub. So if you've been taking Ozempic, apparently this weight loss drug has led to unexpected pregnancies. There's been a rise in stories about Ozempic babies where women who use drugs like Ozempic report unexpected pregnancy. Obesity affects the fine-tuned hormonal balance that regulates the menstrual cycle. Women with a body mass index above 27 are three times more likely than women in the normal weight range to be unable to conceive because they're less likely to ovulate. Women with type 2 diabetes are more likely than other women to have obesity and to experience fertility difficulties and miscarriage. As weight loss can improve menstrual irregularities, it may also increase the chance of pregnancy in women with obesity, which is why weight loss and metabolic improvement are the most likely reasons why women who use Ozempic report unexpected pregnancies. So, if you're taking this stuff and you're starting to look snatched, and now everybody wants some.
Not everybody.
Well, I don't know. Whomever, somebody wants some. Then you got to watch out.
Mm-hmm.
What?
That was our girl who's on maternity leave right now.
Paulina, you think that's why she got pregnant?
She says she has.
Because of Ozempic?
She wasn't on. She was on another brand, whatever it was.
Oh, I didn't realize she. Well,
and she said that. She said that was the reason. She says that's the reason why she got pregnant because she didn't know that. Whatever. Oh. That it did that.
Huh. I don't know. Maybe she look at that. She's a scientist over here. She said that, and I probably laughed like avocado toast and the fact that she invented Uber. And it turned out she was actually right. Netflix's decision to crack down on password sharing was a smart one for the streaming company. Pissed a lot of people off because they had to pay for it, though. But they've added a ton of subscribers in the first quarter. It looks like almost 10 million, an increase of more than five times what it added during the first quarter of last year, and its strongest number of first quarter subscriber additions since the COVID pandemic began. So they're making their money. And two hunters.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have become, it sounds like a BS story, but I don't think it is, become the first Americans to die from zombie deer disease.
What?
Now, here's something you didn't know you had to worry about today. Zombie deer disease. Grim news from researchers. Two hunters died in 2022 have been determined to have died from chronic wasting disease, which has previously only been found in deer. The zombie deer disease is 100% fatal and leaves deer confused, drooling, and unafraid of humans. The study of two men who died years ago seems to indicate that they died from eating contaminated venison. One of the victims, a 72-year-old man, suffered rapid onset confusion and aggression and seizures and died within a month. The findings of the research, which were published last week in the journal Neurology, which I subscribe to and read cover to cover, say that it's not conclusively proven that it killed the two men. There have been warnings for years that the disease could jump from deer to humans at some point. But zombie deer disease is a thing we have to think about now. National Clean Out Your Medicine Cabinet Day is today. National North Dakota Day. National Oklahoma City Bombing Commemoration Day is today as well. All right.
And Shelly's anniversary.
Oh, that's right. You sent me a new list and I didn't have it. Shelly's anniversary of working at the winning team. Yeah.
6 years, did we say?
Six years.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll have to talk to her later, but it's a famous story about Showbiz Shelly leaving the other station, coming over here.
I see nothing wrong.
And we're all in a conference room and in walks Showbiz. Her first introduction to the morning show, where it was 10 of us just sitting at a table. And what does Rufio say? The first thing, not hello, not welcome, not a hug. What do you say to her?
I say, how does it feel to be on the winning team?
Didn't she almost cry?
Yes.
You almost made her cry.
What? Tears of joy.
At the time, I don't think they were joy, but now maybe they are. Hopefully they are now. But I remembered looking at
they
you like...
They did her dirty over there.
Well, they did, but...
You don't say that for saying...
Why? Wasn't, that's, they did. You're right, they did.
Like,
and then
welcome?
We did her clean.
How are you? We did her clean?
Yeah. Whoa. We made it right, okay? And look what happened. Things got even better for us, thanks to the addition of the Showbiz, the legendary Showbiz Shelly. But I remember just cringing when you, I'm like, oh my God.
Why?
The look on her face, I thought she was going to, like, she hadn't even been in the building for 5 minutes. I thought she was going to start crying.
Yeah, it was a little much.
Is that my Dua Lipa moment?
Yes. I mean, you made all of us cry.
Smallest man on the planet or whatever over here.
All right, ever lived.
Oh, even better. Taylor, the Alchemy. Fred Show. Taylor, it's called The Alchemy on The Fred Show. See, look at this. You can't win. I got a bunch of people saying, you know, play Taylor all day. And then someone else goes, isn't there something else to talk about? I'll use Pandora.
What?
Wow. Oh.
They still got that.
Right. Pandora. Yeah. You remember your mom?
Best one for that?
Gonna get on MySpace too.
Kalen's entertainment report is on the Fred Show.
Prodigy?
What? Where they got that at?
Fred, you're never gonna please them all. You know?
No.
You never are. Never
you're exactly
are.
Right.
So
just please this room.
Thank you.
I think today the win is whatever makes Kalen and Jason happy.
Yes.
That's the win today. And if I have to sacrifice all the other 13, then fine.
Listen, if Omarion drops a double album at midnight, I will support playing it.
Nobody's going to play it.
But yeah, no, let's not.
It's a double album.
Fred's like, now let's not jump out the window.
No,
I'm saying, like,
Like, if it's when it's your guys' day, we'll be happy to celebrate you. Just give us this one little day.
That was a bad example. But, I mean, yes, in general, you're right.
Okay,
I mean,
boy meets girl or whatever the hell you're into.
Evan and Jared.
What are they going to re-release Waiting for a Start of Hole? I don't even think I would do that to anyone. This is a calculated little experiment here. You really can't lose with most people for playing Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably the biggest thing that happened today.
It's an event, right? It's an event.
This year, maybe.
It's a moment.
Of all time? I don't know. So, of course, we are going to talk about it again. So sorry to Mima on the text line. But Taylor Swift released her 11th studio album, The Tortured Poets Department, at midnight, 11 Central. And she's a sicko because then at 2 a.m., she released more music. Yes, it is a double album. That was all the twos we kept seeing. The song we just played, The Alchemy, is very much about Mr. Travis Kelce. She talks about a whole bunch of people on the album, but the lyrics are, so when I touch down, all that matters, call the amateurs and cut them from the team, ditch the clowns, get the crown, baby, I'm the one to beat, because the sign on your heart said it's still reserved for me. Later, she says, where's the trophy? He just comes running over to me.
Yeah!
A bar. Yes. A bar.
I told you.
Yeah. She's the greatest rapper of all time. She also talks about Maddie Healy, like I mentioned earlier. She talks about Joe Alwyn. She talks about Kim Kardashian a little bit. So I think it's a no-skip double album. Jason, anything else you would like to add, my dear?
Yeah, I think so, too. And she did her big one. She has a gay anthem on there. I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. It's giving Robin dancing.
Wait a minute.
Really?
Okay, now hold on a second.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be in Roscoe's.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Robin dancing on my own.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's a song that you cry and dance to. You know, like in Roscoe's, you're sad, but you're dancing.
Yeah.
And that is the one about doing the Eras tour with a broken heart. Speaking of Travis Kelce, Jason, his brother, lost his Super Bowl ring. It is still missing after he put it in a damn pool of chili during that live podcast event with his brother.
Yeah.
He's always doing weird stuff like this, I swear. Remember, they were at the University of Cincinnati on April 11th, and they did the Lombaby Games, which is a New Heights-themed tournament, including a chili pool game where people had to find his real Super Bowl ring in a sock, because he mixed up a bunch of fake ones and then the one real one, which he got in 2018, and the game came about because he kept losing his ring, and then he lost his ring during the game. His team says they still can't find it. They don't know if it never made it in the sock. They sifted through the chili.
We got to get him a job. He got to get find something to do.
Yeah.
This is not the best use of his time.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
So some college kids out there with this Super Bowl ring?
Yeah, I mean, like, probably, because, yeah, I don't know where it went. His team went through the whole chili, which, can you imagine? That was a fun day at work for them, but they did not find it, so he lost it. Big Sean has been announced as the official headliner for the Bud Light NFL Draft Concert Series when the draft comes to Detroit next week from April 25th to the 27th. Sean Don is set to perform ahead of round one of the NFL draft next Thursday, April 25th. He is going to take the draft theater stage around 6:15 p.m. Eastern time to warm up the audience. Jason, are you going to be on the red carpet covering that?
Yeah, I mean, I should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, who are you thinking is the Bears will take as the number one draft pick?
Brian.
Brian.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brian. Duh. There's no, you know, he's the Caitlin Clark of
Brian whatever. Is. Yeah. And what position does Brian play?
Brian is the fast end.
He's the fast end?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Brian the fast end's going number one.
He's the runner.
Yeah. I got it.
Uh-huh.
It's exciting.
Brian.
Who else are you excited to see get drafted in the NFL draft next week?
Ed. You know,
Ed,
yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of talk about him in the streets, you know.
Wow.
You're on a first name basis with all these
people? Yeah,
Brian and Ed.
Brian and Ed. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
They come to me, you know.
That's fantastic.
They're asking, what team do I go with? I was like, you know.
Well, they don't get to pick their team.
Oh, my God.
Brian and Ed. It's not up to Brian or Ed.
They were asking you, which team should I go with? Yeah.
And what team would you tell them? What team have you been telling them to go to?
Right. Bears.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's not how the draft works.
Okay, they don't get to pick where they go?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
That doesn't seem fair.
Right.
Well, That's how it's always
sorry
been.
Sorry to Brian and Ed. Sorry to those men. A couple things to watch really quick. Max,
Brian and Ed.
Max announced a new documentary called Call Me Country, Beyonce and Nashville's Renaissance, slated to hit the streamer next Friday, April 26th. It's going to give a look at the impact of high-profile artists like Beyonce and Lil Nas X on the contemporary country music scene and how their contributions connect to the history of black artists in Nashville. Call Me Country is going to have interviews from people like Brothers Osborne, and I don't even
Brian
know.
Brian and Ed, are they interviewing too?
Right. Yeah.
Well, once they choose their team.
Yeah.
100%. And speaking of football, Netflix announced a new docuseries about the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. It's called America's Sweethearts, Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders, and it's going to premiere this summer. I know, obviously, they're pretty much the most iconic cheerleaders in the NFL. They made their debut in 1961, and they're hot as hell. So I'm sure a lot of people will be watching that. And on Netflix, too, I've been watching One Day. It's like a little rom-com. It's very sweet. Just my recommendation, but I love it. Jason, what's on our website?
Obviously, Taylor Swift, but also someone made a fake photo of Mark Zuckerberg with facial hair, and he could get it. It's fake. It's not real. Yeah, sorry. But he could get it.
Okay.
Unlike the album cover with Taylor and me.
No, I mean, you could always get it, but you know.
Well, no, you, I mean, you're saying that this picture of Zuckerberg with a beard is fake.
That's
Taylor
totally real.
Is 100%
yeah,
real.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. Authentic.
I didn't realize it was going to be, I didn't know she was going to release it like that. I thought that was a private moment, but, you know, that's fine. Whatever. All right, here you go. I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. Taylor Swift, Tortured Poet. Fred Show. All right, Taylor, I Can Do It With a Broken Heart, Tortured Poets album. Two of them, by the way, that you have to listen to. That she released in the middle of the night so that you could get nothing done today. Be completely and totally unproductive. That's what she's about. Mm-hmm. You know, just taking over.
So the second one's out. You could listen to the second one, too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yeah. It was midnight Eastern, then 2 a.m. Eastern, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, obviously, I was up listening to it. You guys want one more?
Yes.
Well, I say one more, but we got 4 hours left or something. 3 hours, so yeah.
And
I got lots of songs. I got what is it? 32 songs if I want. Well, but we don't have the other half yet. We have the first album. We don't have the bonus album yet. So don't one of you have one of you downloaded it or something? I can just plug in my
I'll
iPhone.
Hold my phone up to
I got it right here.
Just play it up my phone.
I got it on Pandora right here. For
oh, good. As long as you have it on Pandora. Yeah. Honestly, we've done less quality broadcasting before, so Jason will just hold his phone next to the microphone for this next selection. Taylor and Florence and the Machine, Florida, and then we'll do blogs. On the Fred Show.
Yeah, they talk about it.
Yeah, they talk better than they type.
They talk about it. Talk about it.
These are the radio blogs on the Fred Show.
Well, there you go. There was like a little sampling for you. Everyone relax. You got people on here freaking out. You got people on here complaining. I don't care. This is the biggest thing happening today. So there was a little sampling, and I'll slow it down for you a little bit. I'll go back to playing the same stuff we've been playing for the last four months.
Right. Sure thing.
And then you can complain about that, too.
Steven Sanchez.
Honest to God. You know,
I got Benson Boone withdrawals right now.
Yeah, don't worry. Right. Texas Hold'em coming right at you.
I love that song. Yes. I love that song.
You know, don't worry.
Here's some Tate.
We'll get back. Yeah, we'll get back to Miguel. Don't worry. I mean, come on, guys. Having a little fun this morning. Let's just everybody take a big deep breath. I thought maybe some people out there would like to hear what all the buzz is about and the hype, so that you can go to work and then, you know, I don't know, or talk people talking about it today. At least you can say you heard some of it. You didn't have to do anything.
You can't win them all, baby.
I'm certain about that.
This ain't Texas.
Ain't no Hold'em.
This ain't Florida either.
Right.
With Shakira.
Shakira.
It sounded like Shakira was on that song.
I don't know. I heard it was Shakira.
Would you rather I play the whole J-Lo album? I mean, come on, guys.
No, it's not bad.
Only if you got a sandwich and a bevy over here.
If you know, you know. Kaylin, do a blog, please. Take it away.
Dear blog, so, and Fred, you might relate to this a little bit at the beginning, but I feel like one of the scariest parts of living in an apartment building is that you kind of just have to trust everyone else to not do anything like dangerous in their apartment, i.e. fires and things that are unsafe. So the other day I was home and I kept smelling
smoke. And I don't know why I like always blame myself at first for things. So I kept going over like to check my hair tools. Like, is that plugged in?
Well, you were holding a joint. So I thought, you know.
Okay, we're not talking about that. Yeah.
Where is this smoke coming from? Where did I put my sunglasses? They're on my head.
It was so high that I didn't know it was me. End blog. But no, so, and then I kept checking my stove and my oven and I was pacing around and I'm like, okay, well, it's gotta be someone else. Like, burn something. Something's not safe. Something's not right. And then I get a phone call from my boy Jason Brown and he's like, hey, are you all right? And I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like, the restaurant attached to your apartment is on fire. And I'm like, it is? And he's like, yeah, go out on your balcony. And so I went down on my balcony and I looked down and the whole street is filled with like tons of fire trucks. And I'm like, oh, that's probably where the smoke smell is coming from. It was fully on fire. Whoa. And then it smelled so bad in my apartment building for the next few days. Like, people were wearing masks. Like, that's how bad it
really?
Was. Yeah, it was bad. And I was a little bit scared for a while. I was like, do I go outside? Whatever. But I just love that, like, my friend who watches the news was the one who told me that my apartment was about to be on fire.
Not the building itself. Not your building telling
you. No, they didn't tell you anything.
Well, there was then I looked and I saw an email, but it's just like, Jason's so on it. And thank God for him, because I would have been doing laps thinking that I had something on fire in my apartment. But yeah, so the fire is now out and the smell is gone, but they needed fans and masks and it was a whole ordeal. And that Civil War movie put on their movie poster like a building on fire too, and I don't know, whatever, it was a bad omen.
I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah thanks.
That's better than I was in an old hotel not that long ago and I'm laying in bed and I was a little hungover and the fire alarm went off at like 6 a.m.
right,
and I laid there and I'm like, I don't smell anything. Do you smell anything? No.
Who are you talking to?
Right. Myself. Yeah. And then I just went back to sleep. So the truth of the matter is the place could have burned down, but in that moment I was long over and tired, and so I just prioritized my sleep. You know, I mean, it could have been really bad, but I wasn't going down there, you know, for some high school prank or whatever, in my underwear, in my robe. I prioritized my sleep, and it turned out everything was okay.
I'm glad. That's like when there's like a tornado drill in my building, and I'm like. Get in zone.
AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road. Get in zone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone. Get in zone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination. Get in zone. AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Cowie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, if this is how I go out,
right.
I go out.
That was kind of my attitude about this. I'm like, I honestly, I'm so hungover that this might be the better alternative.
Right.
The
floor's not hot. You're good. You have some time to
I'm
nap.
I'm comfortable. But I did. I surveyed the situation. I lifted my head up about 2 inches and I went. And my sniffer test told me everything was fine.
We're good.
So went right back to bed. Yep. That's it.
More Fred Show next. You've got to wake up.
Wake up.
The Fred Show is on.
Wake up.
The hottest morning show.
3, 2, 1, get it.
Wake up.
Good morning, everyone. It is Friday, April 19th. The Fred Show's on. Hi, Kaylin.
Good morning.
Hey, Jason Brown.
Hi.
Morning, Rufio.
Hello.
Hello, Kiki.
Good morning.
Showbiz. We'll be here. $450 is the prize. New player. 6-game win streak for Shells if you want that money. Also, 13 chances at $1,000. Kicks off with us here in a minute. Let's see. Waiting by the phone, Fred's version from the vault today. Very special edition.
Girl, what you doing in that alley?
No, Kiki's relatively new.
Yeah.
Within the last couple of years, and some of these are older than that. You've never heard this one?
I have not.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I got girls in an alley.
You better get your markers out.
Oh, man.
I can't wait to see the illustration for this one.
Oh, no.
Get your markers.
Right.
It's going to be censored. I am going to play another Taylor Swift song, but I'm also going to chill a little bit. Don't worry. Getting back to our regularly scheduled programming. But we are playing Taylor Swift all weekend and all day today as well. The new album dropped. Double album in the middle of the night. Many of you stayed up all night listening. And for those of you that didn't, now you're, whether you like it or not, you can be, you know, a little bit more relevant today because you can pretend like you know what the hell you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of the whole point of our show. Sometimes we tell you things so you can just pretend that you know what the hell you're talking about.
Right.
Because usually we don't know what we're talking about either. So we're all educating each other. It's
true.
It's one big thing. Good news stories this hour as well. And the entertainment report. What are you working on, Kay?
So I will give them a free Taylor Swift entertainment report, even though I have stories I could do. We will not do a Taylor story. But I will tell you who got recognized while they were in the middle of labor. They were giving birth.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is not a great time.
Mm-mm. Taylor, my boy only breaks his favorite toys.
Ooh.
That's a long title.
It really is.
Yeah, that's hard to say quickly.
Yeah, it sounds like when I give a hint for Kiki Court. Like, girl, it does. Why are you breaking them toys?
Under the bed.
Yeah.
Fred Show is on.
Ever been left waiting by the phone? It's the Fred Show.
I want to say hi to Jamie.
Hi.
Good morning. Welcome to Waiting by the Phone. Tell us everything about your date, start to finish, please.
So there's a local bar that I frequent, and I was just hanging out with some friends, and a guy was there that I hadn't seen there before, and we just were flirting and talking all night, and it was one of those moments where you're just like, I really like this person, and we were getting along. We made plans for the immediate next night. I couldn't, I didn't have time to go out because I had previous arrangements, but we agreed to do, like, you know, a quick drink at the bar again just to see each other because I really did have a commitment that night, so, like, I just couldn't spend the time, like, I couldn't do dinner. I couldn't, like, go to a movie. But I wanted to see him.
You didn't want to let it linger. You wanted to see this person again. So you set up another time to hang out. Okay.
Exactly. So we did. We met up at the bar and we had a drink and it was great. And then he asked me out for that weekend, which was amazing. And I was very excited. And I just, I don't know. I haven't heard from him. So I'm confused.
Let's dig in a little bit, though, to the second date, because this is typically where things get uncovered. And it's like, oh, I forgot to tell you that. Was there any red flag? Did you say anything that may have stumped him or anything? Did you tell him that you were a devil worshiper? I mean, anything?
No, I can't. There's nothing. I mean, everything was like, it was just so good. Like, we just talked about, like, what we do, you know. I mean, honestly, there was like, it was like we sent one drink and we were laughing the whole time. I mean,
when you said at the end he asked you to go out, so obviously everything went okay because he could have just walked at that point, right. You know?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, body language and I mean, I can't tell you how. I just, you never meet guys that'll just look you in the face, like look you in the eyes when they're telling you things. Like, you always think they're hiding something because they have 50 right. eyes. Right. They're always all looking right. around. To me, in the eyes the whole time. He didn't, like, ever break contact. I mean, it was a connection.
Jamie, I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to put you on a hold, play a song, we'll come back. We're going to call this guy Jason, who you went out with, and we're going to see if we can get him on the phone and see if we can figure out what happened and get you some closure. See, you know, what's obviously something is going on, and we'll see what it is, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you've got to hear what happens next. Part two of Waiting by the Phone, Fred's version from the vault after Miguel. Here you are, everyone. Miguel, back in 2 minutes. Fred's show, not a Taylor Swift song. You're welcome. For those of you complaining. Wait, hold on. What was that, Kiki? What?
I just say yay.
Oh.
Yeah, just for the people who wanted to hear Miguel for the millionth time.
Well, there it is. Just in case you forgot what that sounded like. We'll get right back to Taylor, though, in a second. It's the Fred Show on the radio and the iHeart app. Good morning. All right, part two of Waiting by the Phone. One of my favorites, really, truly one of my favorites. I just found it. I was wondering where it was in my pile of hundreds of Waiting by the Phones, maybe thousands at this point. Here's Jamie. She wants to know what happened. Had this great connection with this guy. He's not calling her now. Why?
Hello.
Is this Jason?
Yeah.
Hey, Jason. Good morning. My name is Fred. I'm calling from the Fred Show, the morning radio show, and I have to tell you that we are on the air right now, and I would need your permission to continue with the call. Can we chat for just a second?
Yeah. Hey, what's going on?
So I'm asking about, I'm calling to ask you about a date that you went on with a girl named Jamie. Do you remember Jamie?
Yeah, I remember Jamie.
Okay. Well, Jamie's on the phone. Jason, say hi to Jamie. Jamie, Jason.
Hi.
Well, look, it's pretty plain and simple here. She says you guys met, you went out a couple times casually, you had arranged for maybe a third more extensive date, or at least talked about that, and she hasn't heard from you since, so can you tell us why? She wants that closure, she wants to know what happened.
I had fun both times, but I mean, You're going home and you're leaving a date and you walk by and you see the girl you were just on a date with some dude in the alley. Like, that's kind of it.
What happened?
We went out twice and then she said she had to split early. That's why we. Anyway, I was leaving the bar and I'm walking home and I literally in the alley, like next to the parking lot, right behind where we just were, she's some dude, and I'm like, okay, that's
wait, outside the bar where you just had a date, Jamie.
That's not true. Okay, listen, I mean, it's kind of true, but it's not true.
So that was you. You were doing that.
It's true.
Wait, what?
It's the father of my kid. I was not in the alley or outside the car. We were in a car having a private discussion, first of all. Second
well, somebody
of all,
was using their mouth, it sounds like. I don't think you were talking.
Okay, it's not like what you think, first of all. There's an issue. Listen, I don't like him at all. He's just the father of my kid. We have, you know, a long history together, and if I want to get certain things like him to watch our kid for the weekend, which I needed him to watch our kid for the weekend so I could go away with my girlfriends for once because I am the only one that has sole custody ever. So I did a favor for him, okay? It's not like I...
Oh, my God.
There's no shaming in it, okay?
But can you see how if he walks by and sees that? Like,
well, who stares into cars? It was the corner of a parking lot. I mean, like, if there's no... I don't even... Like, what is he, a peeping Tom? Like, how do you...
Oh, yeah, this is totally my fault. You know what? I'm so sorry that I walked by and noticed you with a d- in your mouth.
You know what? F- you. You're not that kind of guy.
God. I mean, can you see how that's somewhat off-putting? Can you see how that would leave a bad taste in his mouth?
It did. You know what? We're not boyfriend, girlfriend. It was like a one-hour, happy hour date. I don't owe you anything, and I'm sure you went and got laid that night. So I don't really think it's okay. fair to have double standards on people,
so
okay?
Okay.
Whatever.
In defense of Jamie, just for one, Jason, rather, just for 1 second, how does he know that this dynamic ends when you stop doing all the favors, you know, if he wants to be serious with you? You can't be doing that stuff just to get your way.
Okay, I understand that, but, like, don't you think it would have been okay? Like, I didn't know he saw it. I was in a, like, I didn't know he saw in the car. I didn't know. Like, couldn't he have texted me back and said, you know, it's not going to work out?
What's he supposed to text you? I saw you, what you were doing?
Yeah. Why not just be honest if you saw it? He's fine with staying on a radio show. What kind of, like... I mean, it's not like he's a gentleman if he's like...
Hold on. It's not like I knew what this was going to be about. I just answered my phone, okay?
All right. Look, I'm sorry for your predicament, but I got to say that you need to be a little... I think, Jamie, you need to be a little more private about the favors that you're doing for your ex if you want to move on with somebody else.
And maybe, like, ease up on the favors in general, because I think that's honestly going a lot further than anyone should have to.
You know,
hire a babysitter.
It's that one. Thank you, Rufio, for digging that up from the vault. Fred's version, waiting by the phone. Sabrina Carpenter now, the Entertainment Report with Kalen. In 2 minutes, the Fred Show's on.
Kalen's Entertainment Report is on the Fred Show.
A Harry Styles superfan was sentenced to 14 weeks in jail this week after she pled guilty to, quote, stalking involving serious alarm or distress. 35-year-old Myra Carvalho sent Harry 8,000 cards in less than a month. You're not supposed to do that. According to the prosecuting attorney, she traveled all the way from Brazil and has frequently and to an extremely intense nature harassed the singer by sending him all those cards and describing sexual urges toward him. Two of the letters were hand-delivered to his house, which left him very shaken. They also noted that she used an online delivery source to deliver a lot of the mail, some of which were wedding cards. The woman's doctor told the court that he believed she'd been having a manic episode and questioned her fitness to enter a plea on her own behalf. In addition to jail time, she obviously can't go to any Harry Styles concert for 10 years. Maybe it should be for life. I don't know. Maybe she can change. Not sure. Caitlin Clark has had it with Antonio Brown and his social media antics. She just blocked the ex-NFL player after he posted about her on Twitter. So he took to Twitter not once, but three times this
week.
Pretty
out of pocket.
Yeah. he said things about her on Wednesday. They were super crass. I don't even really want to repeat them. You know, obviously this is following all of her success, you know, with the Indiana Fever. And, you know, everyone's talking about her right now. He still attempted to troll her after she blocked him, calling her a name while sharing a screenshot of her block. But, I mean, he's a wild boy, so I'm not really surprised. But he certainly is a wild boy. Julia Louis-Dreyfus was recognized as her Seinfeld character, Elaine, while in labor. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know how I would handle that. So she said it can be lovely when fans see you, but sometimes it has its downside. She was giving birth, and when you're in labor, they put a monitor on your tummy. And she was like, I was in the bathroom. I was naked. I had the thing around my tummy. I was massive, by the way. I gained like 50 pounds when I was pregnant. Standing there, my water broke. All of a sudden, a nurse came into my room, and I was like, my water broke. And she was naked, and she goes, oh, my God, Elaine? You know, and so right. It's like a very, like, you know, I don't know, humbling time to be recognized when you're nakey-nakey and your water breaks. I wonder if doctors... I mean, there's got to be, like, rules about that, like working on celebrities and stuff.
Obviously, yeah, you wouldn't be able to talk to anyone else about it.
Right.
But...
Right.
That would be a little strange, though, I would think, like, if you're just a normal person and you're doing things medically to somebody who's super, super famous.
You're pulling a baby out of Elaine from Seinfeld. I mean,
like, I mean, not that doctors are, I mean, but doctors are people, too. You can be a fan and be like, I'm doing this very intimate thing right now to this extremely famous person.
Yeah, maybe wait till they have clothes on and they're not in labor, but I don't know. Whatever. Kourtney Kardashian is once again defending herself against people who feel like she doesn't look as fit as her sisters, saying she loves her post-baby body on a very special day nonetheless. So for Kourtney's 45th birthday, which was yesterday, also my mama's birthday, Kim K posted a picture of herself, Khloe, and Kourtney on that recent beach trip they went on as a family. I think they went to Turks and Caicos. And one fan suggested that Kourtney wasn't going to like the photo because she wasn't as snatched as the other two. And she replied to that saying, I love this photo. It's me and my sisters having the best time on a trip with our kids, and the memories will last forever. I love this body that gave me my three big babies and my little baby boy. And this isn't the first time she's had to defend herself and her bounce back, which is, I just can't believe that's something I'm saying. Just last week, she shared her own bikini pics from the same vacation and just penned a letter about the pressure that people put on women to bounce back after they give birth. She obviously welcomed their newest son, her and Travis's. His name is Rocky, in November. And leave her alone. Like, please leave her alone. More to check out online today. Is it New Music Friday, Jason?
It is New Music Friday. All was the
there, is there
Swift.
New music? New music came
out? Yeah, there's someone named Taylor Swift who has a new album. So I'm sorry, Caitlin. This isn't a complete Taylor Swift free.
Oh, my God.
Report. Come for me.
Show up to my house with pitchforks.
Come for me this time.
Torches. Frenchoradio.com.
This Taylor woman. Does anyone ever... No one really talks about her, though.
No.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on StoryButton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and challenge all-star.
And speaking of all-stars, All Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
No. It might be worth like checking it out, see if she's gonna be something someday, you know.
Music's pretty good.
On the Elaine story, I was at the dermatologist a couple of years ago, and this woman, female doctor, she's like a friend now, but you know, you go to the dermatologist for a checkup and I'm completely naked, and I'm laying there, and she has a magnifying glass, and she's going around looking, you know, to try and find like moles or, you know, anything that looks abnormal.
So proud of you, by the way.
And she's doing the whole thing. I'd never met her before. It was like basically a cold appointment because she worked in the same practice where I go. I didn't know who she was. Going through yada yada, and it's just normal professional stuff. And then I don't know, she's somewhere I'm like near my leg or something, and she's like, "Those waiting by the phones are wild." And I'm like, "Lord." First of all, you have a magnifying glass in your hand on the bottom half of my body. So that's not great. Hopefully you don't need that.
Right. That's how she recognized you. You know what I'm saying?
With the magnifying glass?
No, when she was in the bottom half. She's like, "Oh, that's definitely Fred from the Fred Show."
Oh, how?
So last hour, I was the smallest man on the on Earth. Or
that's,
was it again?
That's according to Taylor Swift. According to Rufio.
Wow. That's why she had that.
You don't need no magnifying glass, Fred.
Why a gay?
But it was very sweet and it was very professional, but it was just like, I guess she just couldn't contain herself. Oh. And then we started talking about that. But I've heard other stories about people like women I've worked with. I worked with a girl on TV where I used to live in Charlotte before, many, many years ago. And she was at the OBGYN getting, you know, her annual appointment, and dude's doing his thing, and he's really doing his thing, like really, really doing his thing. And he said, "Hey, how's Fred doing?" Because we were co-hosts on TV. And she's like, "Now?" Like, Now we should. Can I put my clothes back on and then we talk about, you know?
I feel like that speaks though to like how much they're not really paying attention to what they're looking at. You know what I mean? How we're all bashful. It's just so,
it's so
normal
routine
for them.
Oh yeah, it's so routine
that they're not even like really thinking about the fact that you probably feel vulnerable when they're doing that.
I'm the egomaniac who like won't go in and tell them if like my poops are weird because I'm embarrassed about it. Realizing
does that
they,
happen a lot?
They all the time. I'm constantly in there talking about my weird. But like I'm so bashful about talking about my body, and these people just don't care. Like it's just what they do. It's they can compartmentalize it, and I can't. But and these people also probably have zero clue who they're talking. They don't care. I'm over here going, "I'm the radio guy with the weird poops," and they don't know. They have no idea and don't care. And even if they did, they could never tell anyone anyway. So it really doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
I don't know where I got that from either. I don't know where I got the bashfulness. Like some people can just talk like, well, Showbiz Shelly, for example. Showbiz?
Hey.
Showbiz, I mean, you like our door open girl. Like you there's really no shame in your game.
Yeah. And you know what? Now with a toddler, it's like, it's really just doors wide open and I'm fine with it. So I don't know. It is what it is.
Like, I don't know why is it. I think didn't you grow up and like that was sort of, like, because in our house, we didn't really.
Yeah, you grew up. Yeah. Because in my family, it was like a door open policy. Like, didn't matter. Just if my mom needed something, hey, and like popped right in. So I think it's just, it's just something I've always been used to.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just Kiki's over here. Not you. See, you're very bashful about that stuff too, aren't you?
So bashful. Yeah. Like if my doctor said, "You tell Fred," I said, "What's up?" I'm out the door. Like, oh my god, you know who I am. Oh my god, I'm out.
I know me too, though. Yeah. I know. With the bathroom stuff, I don't know what it is. I think because since I grew up that way. Because my husband is not like that, as we know. He's actually grown more to be like it since he's been with me. But
oh my god.
Yeah. I don't think you're ever going to get, I don't think that's something I would ever like adopt. Like, I don't think if you were like my sister, I think is a door open girl and I'm certainly not. We grew up in the same household and it's like, but I don't think that if I married somebody who was that like fluid about discussing these things, I don't know that I would ever just become that. You know, I don't know.
I still turn the faucet on when I pee, the fan on when I'm at a dude's house. Like, I'm fully like, yeah.
If I have a guest in my own home, I turn the sink on so you can't hear me tinkle.
Oh.
Like, I don't know. It's weird. Same. I'm a weirdo. Someone just texted.
There's announcements made in my house. So.
See, announcements.
You're a wild girl.
Shelley, evacuate the dance floor.
Yeah, Shelley with a toddler, I would expect you to just close the door because that's like the only alone time you get.
nowadays.
Yeah, I do, but then she like knocks on it and I feel bad.
They stick their fingers under the door. Yeah, what are you doing under there?
Right. She can just knock this morning.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Is she talking?
Yeah, she's talking. Yeah, she's saying sentences, like little things here and there.
I need
yeah.
videos.
Yeah, when do
yeah,
we...
I need to be better about it. I know. I need to be better about it.
When is she going to be a guest on our show, Baby Olivia?
Oh, goodness. I don't know about that, but...
she said no, she's booked.
Right.
Someone texted, medical professional here, 100% you guys are just body parts when you step into our office. Yeah, no, I
wow.
Yeah. When I was having an emergency C-section, my OB and nurses were having normal conversations about their day.
Yes.
While I was laying there sliced open, dying of infection.
That's what happened with Jess. Oh, when she, like, they cut her open, took Ashlyn out, and then they're, like, putting her back together. They're like, hey, what you got going on this weekend? I was like, that's what y'all talking about right now. I got
that's what you know. Like, for me, that would be disarming. Because if it's,
right.
if you guys are just BSing about whatever while you're reassembling my body, right. then it must not be that. Dire.
You're chill. Yeah, you're not making
like,
out.
If
yeah.
there's no conversation whatsoever right. and everyone's like super intent on like, shh, don't tell them, shh, don't tell them we took out the wrong organ. Shh. Right. You know what I mean? Like, if they're not playing like, you know, Notorious B.I.G. in the operating room and having a good old time, then I think I'm worried then. You know, like, if it's just chill, then we're good.
Megan Fox said that she has like full blown before she goes in for surgery, has full blown interviews with her doctors to check like their mental health. She asks if they're going through like a breakup because she wants them to be in the best mood ever if she's going under anesthesia.
Yeah, people text. I work in the ER. I've seen everything. Nothing phases me.
Oh, my God. My wife's organs are on the table.
Yeah, I mean. I know it's my thing. It's yeah. no one else's thing. I know it's my thing. But I just, if for whatever reason, I've always been that way. You know, when they ask questions, like, I'll go in and be sick. Like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I forgot. Like, what do you mean? Like, what are the symptoms? Like, what color is this or that? I mean, if it's like phlegm or something, I'm like, I just don't want to talk about it. Well, what is this one? Oh, now we're getting all these stories. I was getting a transvaginal ultrasound done by my brother-in-law's mother, and she talked about everyday life like it was nothing.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think who was telling me, my sister maybe or somebody else like that her husband, this woman, whoever it was, this woman's husband shows up for a transvaginal ultrasound, not realizing how it worked, like it was an ultrasound. So I think he thought like they're going to, lube right. up the belly and then, you know, run the thing over the top and the belly's exposed. And I guess they pull out this thing and it's like.
I didn't know that either for the first few. Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
wait
we're
a
going
minute.
In.
Oh, that's. Yeah. Oh, my. That's going there.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to. Oh, I'm sitting here for this. OK, do I need to leave? Like, should I walk down the hall or something? I think that men are idiots and we don't know what the hell's going on. With a lot of things. So, but that's why I say the stuff that women, that you guys are just accustomed to, you know, medically and bodily and everything else, like most men, I don't think could handle it.
I was going to say, doctors are always putting stuff up there.
That's
for
what
us,
I'm
so
saying.
I'm just like, whatever, it's another day.
That's what I'm saying. I had another friend telling me that she had three kids and finally was like to her husband, you're getting a vasectomy. And so he went and got it and came home and he was like, it was so humiliating. Like I laid there and like my junk was out. And she's like, really? I've had three kids in the last 5 years. Everyone at that hospital has seen every inch of my body. There is, there is nothing dainty about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they just made like a, little tiny incision in you while your little berry's hanging out there. And then, 15 right. minutes later, you walked out. Like, there is no comparison. Showbiz! Let's play the game. $450 in the showdown. Six straight for you. 871 and 57 is your record. If you can beat our pop culture expert in five questions, you win that money. To start the weekend, 855-591-1035. We'll play next. Call now. Fred Show back in 2 minutes.
It's the Fred Show. Do you have what it takes to battle Showbiz Shelly in the Showbiz Showdown?
All right, Showbiz!
Hey, good morning.
Do you remember that time that we were talking about earlier on your work anniversary? It's Showbiz Shelly's work anniversary today.
Yay!
A lot of years over here. We're so happy that you're with us. And do you remember that moment when you met us all, when you walked in that conference room and 10 of us just stared at you and Rufio had his welcoming message to you?
Well, it's funny. I remember walking in the room, but I don't really remember Rufio saying that. I don't know. Maybe I blocked it out of my memory. I don't know.
Yeah, they marched you in there and we were like, oh my gosh, she's here and she works for us now and she's on our team and this is so exciting. And then and the first thing out of his mouth was that. Go ahead, say it again.
Well, how does it feel to be on the winning team?
And I remember your answer, your response was like, yeah, oh God. Like, yeah. I mean, it was so,
what
it
did
was,
I just do?
Yeah, right. And I thought you were going to cry. I really did.
Really? Probably was. But I'm very happy to be here.
Well, we're happy too.
Very happy.
Your challenger today is Frank. Hi, Frank. How you doing?
Fred, what's going on, man?
Frank. Is this Frank, the hockey announcer, Frank?
Damn right it is. How you doing?
See, this is, I know this guy. Is this like, is he allowed to play the game? I know Frank, personally.
Oh. You do?
Yeah, he's a hockey announcer guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I broadcast hockey, do a lot of charity stuff. How you doing, man?
See, look at that. We're just having a private conversation now, Frank. Well, let's see how you're doing again.
It's like those doctors.
No, I've known Frank for a long time. All right, good. Let's play the game. It's five questions, Frank. $450 is the prize. Six straight wins for Shells. Good luck, you guys.
Okay, Frank, good luck.
Thank you. Good luck.
All right. So you can tell this man is a broadcaster.
Yeah.
Who do you do the hockey announcements for, the play-by-play?
So I do it play-by-play for the West Bend Power in the North American 3 Hockey League. Finished up school at Loyola Chicago a semester early, and do a lot of play-by-play stuff. Work very closely with the Chicago Blackhawks, and you know, hoping for whatever comes next. But we had a really good season, and I'm really grateful to the Power.
We had Frank and I had coffee when he was in college, and we talked about. And he doesn't need me for anything because listen to this man.
Yeah.
This man's going to wind up being super famous play-by-play broadcaster. But for some reason, he was asking me for advice. And did I give you any advice of any value, Frank?
Oh, please. I have notes on it. I have what I call the encyclopedia. I pulled notes from every broadcaster I can, whether it's hockey, sports, entertainment, and I keep it in my computer bag because you never know who you're going to run into, who you're going to talk to, who you're going to jot notes down from, and you're always learning, you're always growing, you're always trying to get better. And
look at this guy.
That's what I try to do. So,
well, I hope you got better, more important notes than mine, but let's play the game, Frank. Here we go. Let's see how you do. Zendaya said she's uncertain whether or not season 3 of this popular HBO show will ever happen.
Euphoria.
Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, is officially out. True or false, Midnights was the last album she released.
False.
The Duchess of Sussex released the first product from her new lifestyle line, a jar of jam.
Ooh,
who is the Duchess of Sussex?
Meghan Markle.
Blake Griffin announced he's retiring. Oh, see, now look at this. He's going to get this right. Blake Griffin announced he's retiring from this sport after 14 seasons.
Basketball, NBA.
And Kendall Jenner's tequila brand is under fire for ruining a mural outside of a California bar. What is the name of the brand?
Oh, come on. I know.
Three.
Oh, God.
A two.
I don't know one. This one. I don't know
you
this
got
one.
A three.
It's okay, Frank.
That's a good score. Frank got a three. And he got a sports question in there, which was that was kind of unfair, Frank, because you're the sports guy.
Okay.
But, he got a three. No, we had a long conversation.
I thought you forgot about me.
Okay. No. It's the Frank's.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah. How's it feel to be on a winning team, Shelly? It's the Showbiz Frank show now, so it's fine.
No. I love Shelly. She went to my alma mater and for
really?
High school, so nothing but love for Showbiz Shelly.
Okay, well, you have Frank's endorsement now. I swear this guy's going to be a very famous NHL announcer, and you heard it here first. But Zendaya said she's uncertain whether or not season 3 of this popular HBO show will ever happen.
Euphoria.
Yes, Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department's officially out. If you haven't heard, true or false, Midnights was the last album she released.
True.
That is true. The Duchess of Sussex released the first product from her new lifestyle line, a jar of jam. Who is the Duchess of Sussex?
Meghan Markle.
Yeah, Blake Griffin announced he's retiring from this sport after 14 seasons.
Basketball.
Yes, Kendall Jenner's tequila brand is under fire for ruining a mural outside of a California bar. What is the name of the brand?
818.
That's a five. That's a win. All right, Frank. Now I'm counting on you. You got to say it. My name is Frank, the soon to be very famous NHL announcer. I got showed up on the showdown, and I think you know the rest.
I'm Frank. I'm a broadcaster. I got showed up on the showdown, and I definitely can't hang with the gorilla on this one.
All right. But Frank, I was expecting more, but you, Frank, can't hang with the gorilla!
Happy anniversary to Showbiz Shelley.
That's all I got. Frank, good to talk to you, man. Hang on 1 second.
No worries. Thank you.
Stay right there.
Oh, my gosh. He's awesome.
He is.
I'm looking at this story right here. He's the first openly autistic play-by-play announcer.
He is.
Oh, that's awesome. So.
No, he is. He's a good kid, and I really enjoyed meeting him. And he's very persistent. I hear from him regularly, and he wanted to meet and he wanted to talk about the business. And I he should aim higher as far as who he's asking questions to, but not smutty radio Taylor Swift playing DJs like me. But anyway, it's fine. He's going to surpass me, and I'm excited for him. $500 on Monday's show, 7 straight, 872 and 57 is the record. And yes, happy work anniversary to you. We're so glad you're part of the show.
Thank you so much.
All right, good. We're super late. We gotta go. Have a good day.
Yeah. Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, the Friday throwback dance party, we'll do it.
Wake up. More Fred Show next. The Fred Show is on.
Wake up. The hottest morning show.
3, 2, 1, get it.
Wake up.
Good morning, everybody. Friday, April 19th, Taylor Swift Day. Most people are happy. Some people are haters. It's the Fred Show. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi.
Hi, Jason Brown.
Hi.
Hello, Rufio.
Hello.
Hi, Kiki.
Good morning.
Showbiz, her show anniversary is today. Intern Benjamin, not Benjamin, is here. I've got another Taylor song from the double album that dropped at midnight Eastern and 2 Eastern, respectively. The Friday throwback dance party after that. All your favorite throwbacks mixed together. DJ Neurotic, then the Entertainment Report. What do you have in there, Kay?
Is Andy Cohen leaving Bravo?
Oh,
first Red Lobster, now this. Oof.
Say it ain't so.
Can we have nothing?
Say it ain't so.
I'll tell you if it's true or not.
Fun fact this hour as well. But Daddy, I love him.
Ooh.
Taylor Swift.
What'd you call me?
Yeah. Enjoy. Fred Show. Taylor, but Daddy, I love him.
Daddy.
That's a long ass song. This is actually a sample from the Taylor album as well that was released at midnight.
She's such a genius.
Tortured poet. She took the Venga Boys and made it brooding. DJ Neurotic. DJ Neurotic at DJ NURotic on all the socials. And if you love the mix, the link is up. FredShowRadio.com. Trish L. has us. Maricopa, Arizona. What?
On the iHeart app. Like in LAPD or LAPD?
Yeah, the jail. The jail's there, right?
Yeah.
Maricopa.
What is it? What's the name of the show now?
On Patrol Live.
I've been waiting to be a guest on there, but.
Like a commentator? You want to be like in where they get arrested?
I don't have any.
You
want
to get arrested?
I don't want to be like a.
No, I want to. Yeah, yeah. No, I want to. Basically, if they don't invite me into the studio, then I'll just go to Maricopa and get myself arrested. And that's how I'll get
you
on
can
there.
Do that.
Zach and Osh have us on. XPO Logistics.
Yes.
A bunch of people. Thank you for all the texts this morning. Appreciate you. Fun fact is next. This is very concerning. It's extremely concerning, this fun fact. And I honestly don't understand it. I don't know how exactly, but I'll explain. You'll hear in just a second.
Hey. Yeah. More Fred Show next.
Right here.
The Fred Show is on. Yeah. Fred's fun fact.
Fred's fun fact.
Learn so much. You guys, this is an alarmingly high number. Okay? And I want to hear your first guess as to why, but approximately, this is the fun fact, approximately 40,000 Americans are injured by toilets every year.
What?
How?
Falling in?
I mean.
No?
It's got to be falling in.
Falling
off the toilet?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
I lived with boys in college and fell in all the time in the middle of the night. Because they wouldn't put it down.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know that I was ever injured. I was just like, I need to shower now.
Have you ever done the thing like where you're sitting and doing whatever business you have to do? And maybe that business takes a little while. And maybe you're like sitting in such a way that
the circulation's not great, such that when you're done, like at least one leg, if not both, is asleep, and then you almost collapse when you stand up.
Every single day that happens to me.
You got the red marks on your thighs?
Yeah. That happened to me the other day. I was, you know, I'm human too, guys. I go number two. It's, I know that's surprising to a lot of people. I don't do it here. I only do it at home, for the record. But, you know, I was like, I don't know what I was doing, but like I went to stand up, and I think it was on my phone, and like circulation wasn't good, and I damn near collapsed after I stood up because like one leg was like dead. It wasn't working because there was no blood. And I was like, oh my God, I fell and I almost can't get up.
Yeah, at least you have that third leg to help you support.
Oh my God.
Wow. Have you ever been swallowed up? By the toilet.
As a matter of fact, that's the weekend plan.
More Fred Show next. The Fred Show is on. Everybody,
let's go. Good morning, everybody. Friday, April 19th. It's the Fred Show. Hi, Kaylin.
Good morning.
Hello, Kiki.
Good morning.
Rufio's here. Jason Brown. Shelby Shelley. Intern Benjamin. Benjamin. Let's get to new Taylor Swift music from the album that dropped at midnight Eastern, 2 a.m. Eastern. Double album. Whole bunch of songs. Taylor and Florence and the Machine. It's called Florida. Going to play that in just a second. We're playing Taylor all day today, all weekend as well. Waiting by the phone from the vault. If you've never heard this one, you've got to hear it. And if you have, it's a classic. And the things that people have to do for babysitters. For child supervision.
Hey, it's hard out here.
It's a sacrifice. It really is. The Entertainment Report after that. What's in there, Kay?
The celebrity that got recognized when she was naked. Not the greatest time.
Like a very vulnerable naked time, too. Yeah. All of that is coming up. It's the Fred Show. Good morning. Thank you so much for having us on. It's the Fred Show. Thank you so much for having us on today, all week. We love you. We appreciate you. The iHeart app is where to go to catch up with anything you may have missed. Search for the Fred Show on demand. FredShowRadio.com. Fred Show Radio on Instagram. The Fred Show TikTok. Go on there and give us a follow on both. That'll make Kiki's weekend.
Yes, please.
She would appreciate that. Fred Show Radio on Instagram. The Fred Show TikTok. Also on YouTube, search for the Fred Show. Have an amazing weekend. Taylor all weekend. I'm sure more Taylor next week. Taylor.
Marsha.
Yes. Kiki's Court on Monday.
Oh, yes. Girl, go home, Roger.
Okay.
Just gotta listen.
Waiting by the phone on Monday.
Girl? I don't know yet.
It's from
just
the
gotta
vault.
Listen.
That's right. He needs to go open the vault himself and figure out which one it's going to be. That's on Monday. Paying bills next week as well. Money with Showbiz Shelley. Lots of stuff. So have a great weekend, and we'll see you Monday morning. Bye, guys.
Bye.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Viking. Committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
Get in zone.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.